Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, speed dating gone fishy. Bristol Bay's commercial salmon season has begun. For the past several weeks, the boatyards have been filled with skippers and crew readying their vessels to hit the water, and the Bristol Bay Fish Expo in Naknek is playing matchmaker. KDLG's Avery Lill reports on how the expo is drawing from models like speed dating and Tinder to find the perfect fits.
We have the crew switch, slide on down one spot to the right.
Men and women move seats at a long row of folding tables. Their goal? To convince the captains on the other side that they are the one.
And if you really want to be proactive and get hired, maybe you'll bring the skippers some coffee and donuts while they sit here, okay?
Meet skippers Ante Vukic and Bob Bonanno. Both had crew members back out at the last minute. Both have in mind what they're looking for in a match.
Basically, safety and will to learn. Drug-free and alcohol more or less free, because that's the biggest killer of the fishermen.
Someone that's not shy, that appears physically fit, and just has a passion, and doesn't look to be prone to drama. I don't like drama on the boat.
The lanky youth across the table from Bonanno looks at the skipper earnestly. He tells the man that he already knows his knots and hitches. He tells me he's been in Naknek for days, without a lot of success.
My name's Adam Henry. Tell you the truth, I haven't really got a job yet. Thing is, before I flew down, I came from Tennessee. I saw some stuff on Facebook about the Fish Expo, so I had that in my mind. But I came down here early, walked the docks, and that didn't work out so good. But I'm hoping I'm going to find my home for this time being here.
Henry's story of walking the docks is pretty typical. That's why speed hiring has been a highlight event at the Bristol Bay Expo for 2 years. Katie Copps Wilson is an expo organizer.
Actually, I came from Tinder, the dating website, and we were thinking about all the captains, the crew that came up. There's a lot of crew that are beating the docks looking for a boat, and there's a lot of skippers out there looking for crew members, and it just seems like there was a lot of work going into those two things. So last year we came up with the idea of speed dating, well, which we term speed hiring, in order to connect captains and crew.
When the expo debuted speed hiring last year, the organizers tried to make it competitive.
Last year we tried to do it like Tinder. I thought it would be fun if we did like Tinder and we had X's and check mark signs for people to hang out. But it's not the culture, and it didn't work out. And so that was okay. We just need to figure out how it's going to continue to grow.
Even if last year's participants didn't get into the game, they still made lasting connections.
Dave and Janice Harsala hired last year off of speed hiring, and they hired a local kid here in Naknek, and they were very happy with it, and it worked out really well for them, and he's now going back on their boat this year.
This year, organizers settled on a structure more similar to old-time speed dating than Tinder. Captains and crew don't have to make a split-second decision about whether or not they click.
So I just think it's really cool because it gives everybody an opportunity to visit and move on and kind of give idea for the people. And it keeps people moving along so they can kind of see what's out there, because if you just gave them one room, then people like captains, they'll cork everybody off.
For the landlubbers listening, corking off is slang for putting out a net just outside somebody else's net and intercepting their fish.
All right, that's your time.
So did this year's captains find what they were looking for? Did they fill the hole in their crew? Here's what Vukic and Bonanno had to say.
Well, I met quite a few interesting people, younger people that they wanted to give it a chance. And I was pretty happy with what I heard this morning. And I am planning to call this guy back and have a little longer interview with him.
I have two very good prospects. So I'm gonna work on that a little bit, go through my notes, and give one of them a call here shortly.
Sounds like more matches made in Bristol Bay. For AK, I'm Avery Lill.